Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While battery power has been receiving the most press lately when it comes to moving vehicles around, another form of clean energy has been quietly becoming more popular. Over the past several years, our next guest's biofuel company has grown from a small facility in Winnsboro, South Carolina, to another in Aiken County and one in Tennessee. Joe Renwick is founder and co-owner of Green Energy Biofuel, now headquartered in Warrenville, South Carolina. Today's in our studio. Joe, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back, Mike.
Still have the nickname Bio Joe?
Yeah, Bio Joe. I'm told you can Google it, actually, now.
All right.
It's been used so much, so it's definitely a branded name now.
Well, for our listeners who missed the previous interview, give us a brief history and overview.
It really started in my garage with the need to make fuel for a diesel pickup truck that I owned, and fuel prices at that time were around $5 a gallon. I met somebody that knew how to make biodiesel, and I never even had heard what that word was until this time, and met this guy. He showed me how. I built my own dual reactor processor in the garage, made some batches, ran into a Citadel football teammate some months later, and he said, if you know how to make biodiesel, then we need to start a company. We got accepted into the Midlands Technical College Business Accelerator Program. We then graduated from that into the USC Business Incubator Program, built a facility in Winnsboro, South Carolina, where I grew up, and then from there, it just grew like gangbusters to the point now that we've got over 20 employees, over 2,000 restaurants that we service all over South Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee, and in Georgia as well, and have 3 locations. And so we specialize in waste grease, animal fat, vegetable oil, cooking oil, and we specialize in processing that waste to make a renewable fuel.
And now talk about the expansion that you've undergone moving into Tennessee and Aiken County.
Yeah, so probably 3 years ago, we had an opportunity to buy a company in Knoxville, Tennessee. We purchased that company, and at that time, we decided to change our name from Midlands Biofuels to Green Energy Biofuel. So after we purchased the company in Tennessee, things just really took off as far as the focus of our business and the amount of growth of our company. We've doubled our revenue for the last 5 years in a row. And so we were quickly clogging up Main Street Winnsboro with tanker trucks in and out. We just knew we needed to have a bigger boat and a bigger facility. And we were blessed with a facility in Warrenville that had closed 5 years prior. Formerly, it was a biodiesel facility. Unfortunately, they were not able to figure out how to make it work. And I actually put an offer on a property here in Columbia on Bluff Road. And I called the bank to say, hey, I want to buy some of this equipment and relocate this facility to Columbia. And the bank told me, hey, I'm going to make you a deal you can't refuse. And we got a fabulous deal on this really nice plant. And we are on the rail at this facility and actively selling product over the rail now. And we literally are the biggest grease processing facility this side of the Mississippi. And we sell to Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, Erie, Pennsylvania. We're all over the Mid-Atlantic area now, servicing large volume oil processors.
What are your challenges as this business is growing so dramatically?
The biggest thing we need is the oil, the raw waste product that we can process and refine into a biofuel. And finding the right employees to grow with our company, pending the right people hired, I'm not sure just how far we can go. It's going to be exciting.
What's on the drawing board?
Oh, so product lines have gotten diverse over the years. We actually can make tiki torch fluid. We can also make a product similar to a water seal that can be applied to any wood as a wood preservative. Rather than making biodiesel that only sells for $2 a gallon, I can make a gallon of wood preservative that sells for $20 a gallon and still good for the environment. There's opportunities to recover food waste from the actual oil that can go to animal feeds. That's creating new markets for us that we did not have before. We also are currently building a wastewater treatment system at our plant that will completely neutralize and clean up all the water that comes in with the waste cooking oil. And that's going to change everything all over again for our company.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for the update and for stopping by our studio again.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Bio Joe Renwick is founder and co-owner of Green Energy Biofuel, headquartered in Warrenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.